Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Okay, good morning, Kim. Yes, I was notified by my credit card company, Capital One, that if I had made a charge of $67.32 on an electronic device place in a, and as well, I didn't. I told the company that I wasn't, that I didn't recall anything like that, but I was going to call you guys and see what it was all about. Then I called customer support, told me that it was for a membership and some other parts. I don't know what she was talking about. And I said, definitely not. I haven't done that.
Okay, well, I understand completely. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your first and last name and
Yes,
mailing
ma'am.
address?
Ricardo Sanchez, that's my name. And mailing address is 1509 East Fox Cliff Drive South, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151.
Thank you for that. So I do see here that you were charged for the tactical bag. So
What
usually
is
that's
that?
well, it
What
was
is
the
that?
shipping. It was $5.74, and it's like a book bag that you could use to travel, and it comes with like different compartments you could put it in. Usually it's done through receiving like an email or doing a survey, letting you know you have a tactical bag as a free gift. It's usually at the end of a survey. And so you haven't
No.
received an email or did a survey regarding receiving a tactical bag?
No.
Okay, and no one in your household that you know of could have
No, 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 no,
signed up
no,
for this
no.
in your name? Okay. Well, with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that would have been used to place the order online. And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. But as of right now, I did go ahead and get this canceled and refunded for you. So that credit can
Okay.
take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on
That's
the
okay,
account.
ma'am. That's okay. But my question is, okay, that was a tactical whatever bag you're talking about, yeah? But what's the rest of if that's supposed to be free, what's the rest of the 67, 60 plus dollars or whatever?
So that was for a $125 gift card that you can use on an online gadget store. It's called FactoryDirectSavingStore.com. So the $125 gift card and the shipping for the tactical bag, that's two different charges. So that wasn't for the bag. That was for the $125
Yes.
gift card.
Be you know
But with
why?
me
Because
getting the account canceled, oh, I'm sorry.
yes, I was going to tell you. I've done, I mean, not one, several surveys, questions and stuff like that, because I belong to another club in which I do have like backpacks and knives and ammo and stuff like that. Actually, I don't recall. There's a little bag. Okay, but I wouldn't mind. I don't want to jeopardize that communication I got with some other companies doing that. But definitely the gift card, I don't know who that is. It's a definitely no. Like
Okay.
I said, if there's different things I can deal with a little bag, perhaps it hasn't arrived yet. If it is a gift from a survey, which I don't recall, I can deal with the $5 shipping and handling. I don't care. But the other 100 and plus or six or the remaining charge, yes, definitely I don't want it. I don't need it and I don't want it. I haven't done it. Does that make
Okay.
sense?
Well, it has been canceled, and again, those credits can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect on the
Okay.
account. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, ma'am, you're being so kind. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
Same to you.